Alicia Belanger is the Education and Outreach Coordinator, and Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator, both with the Lesser Slave Watershed Council, and they join us on the line here today. Ladies, thank you very much for joining us here. Alicia, we'll start with you, if I can, please. First of all, I'll just ask as a bit of a generic icebreaker, if I can, how are things going with the Watershed Council heading into the frigid months of winter?
Good. We're pretty well prepared. All of us are from northern Alberta, so we are no strangers to cold winters between the three of us.
That is for sure. Let's talk about some of the programs that the Watershed Council is involved with. You specifically, Alicia, are involved with the kids programs that are underway right now. First of all, how are they going?
Good. We just did our teacher training program for the Little Green Thumbs program, which is a classroom gardening program that has all of the supplies available, presentations from myself and other experts. And we, you know, had all the teachers gather in our office. They picked up all of their new garden supplies, which includes garden boxes, LED grow lights, seeds, and then a bunch of additional resources for the kids, including really cute little aprons that they get to wear while they're doing their gardening. Mm-hmm. The idea is to get them connected to where their food comes from, and then through that, bringing in the watershed focus of how our actions as people impact the land and the water.
Alicia, how important is it, especially from the Watershed Council's perspective, to get the kids involved in programs and projects like this?
Honestly, I think it's one of the best ways that we're able to get our message across is with kids. They're really receptive. Most kids are super excited by the possibility of, you know, going out on a field trip out to a wetland, getting their hands dirty, actually splashing around in the mud, looking for frogs and identifying aquatic macroinvertebrates, which is just a really fancy way of saying bugs that live in the water. And just really, you know, getting out there and experiencing science firsthand. And then the kids who go through these programs. I mean, I was a kid who went through stuff like this when I was in school, and I got to go out on these sorts of field trips, and that created in me a sense of responsibility of wanting to be a part of protecting our waters and, you know, that sort of sense of stewardship to want to take care of the natural world. So I think if we can give them those opportunities, then they become responsible stewards of our land and water, which if you start them young, then they're in it for life.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Kate, I ask you, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, in your mind, how are things going with the Watershed Council heading into the winter months?
I pretty much echo what Alyssa said. We're all prepared for the cold weather, and as the ice cover comes onto the lake, we shift from our open water sampling for our tributary monitoring program or river monitoring program to under ice sampling, so we'll wait until there's a nice good thick layer on the lake and then we'll head out there to do that kind of work.
Kate, your project is the cameras that were installed on Lesser Slave Lake to, I'm guessing, just to like measure water quality, measure wind speed, measure water conditions. How did that go this past year?
So that's one of my projects for sure, and it's actually not really based for any of the things you just said. It's actually more for providing a safe way for people to see what the lake conditions are so that when they want to go out on the lake and use it for recreation, they know before they leave their house. Because how many times do you think, oh, I want to go kayaking, and then you want to go out and you get out to the lake and you notice, oh, there's white caps. I can't kayak on this. So we put these cameras out, one at Widewater and one at Jussard, to kind of help inform the public so that they could know those conditions right off the bat. Because not everybody has a guy who lives on the lakefront that can be like, hey, what are the lake conditions like today? And to just tell them.
You're also part of the ALISH program that's with Big Lakes County. How are things as far as that is concerned? How's it going?
Yeah, the ALICE program, it's going pretty well. We're trying to drum up some interest with a lot of our local producers in Big Lakes County. But on top of that, we have our own programs with some WRRP grant funding. So that's Watershed Resiliency Grant Funding. So we've been doing this kind of work for years already to try and protect our water quality and improve our riparian areas and that kind of thing. So it's kind of along the same lines. It's just another hat we're putting on as a nonprofit.
Yeah, I was going to ask, actually, working with Big Lakes County, I guess, is one of the biggest things of the ALICE programs. But from the Watershed Council itself, are those the big ones, or what are some of the big projects that are being undertaken heading into 2023?
So, yeah, it's mostly these kinds of farm-based programs that we're doing alongside a lot of our education pieces that Alyssa was doing as well that I think you heard about already. So those are kind of our main initiatives. And then we're trying to plan workshops and other events to kind of get out in the community and provide what residents of the watershed need to hear about or to learn about to be better stewards of the land.
Kate, what do you think? Is everybody looking forward? I know not everybody's looking forward to the winter months, but with the projects on the horizon for 2023, is the optimism there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're just trying to make sure we make a difference, right? So watershed management is a shared responsibility. Everybody can play their part, for sure. So.
Alyssa Belanger is the Education and Outreach Coordinator. Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator, both with the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. Ladies, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.